93.7 River, the River City's new classic rock, Tom Petty, Dog and Joe Show, back from vacation, and I hate to get the day going with this, but we got to talk about it. Sadly, last week, lead singer of Linkin Park, Chester Bennington, took his own life, a lot like Chris Cornell did months earlier. They're saying that he was at home, there was no foul play, and the reason I say there was no foul play with this is because on July 21st, a fake news site, if you watch Twitter, if you look at Facebook, you may have seen this story going around saying that Chester Bennington was murdered. It's a fake story.
I missed that one.
It originated from Your News Wire, a fake news site. They posted a story saying that Chester Bennington passed away on July 20th at his house. As you know, he and Chris Cornell could have possibly been murdered, and there was quote unquote a murder investigation looking into both of the deaths, because what they wanted to do, both Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, is uncover a pedophile ring in Hollywood, in the entertainment industry.
Really?
This part of the story is true. Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell were big advocates for child safety and protecting children, and domestic abuse, sexual abuse, and all that stuff with kids. There was multiple organizations. After Chris Cornell died, the torch was passed to Chester Bennington, who was, if you remember, reading about this story last week, one of the big things he could never deal with is he was molested as a boy by a male from like the age of 9 until he was 13 or whatever.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he was molested, and it weighed on him and caused depression. He went away from his mom, lived with his dad. His dad was a cop. His mom, I think, was a nurse. Chester Bennington started doing acid, smoking dope. He was doing crank. He was drinking. His brain was fried.
He had like a lifelong drug addiction and drug problem.
Yeah, much like Chris Cornell.
Yep.
They'd go on again, off again.
Yep.
Chester Bennington, he had 6 kids, 2 different wives.
Whoa.
Cleaned himself up for a little while, but he was always, you know, in and out of the water, if you will. And the reason he said that he was so mentally blank and cooked was because of that trauma he endured during his childhood. And he could never kick the drugs. He could never get clear-headed. He was never good with it. And it always bothered him. And when you look back, Dana was a big Linkin Park fan. And she did a good post when we were gone. Dana, did you ever, when you listened to the Linkin Park songs, did you ever hear the destitute and despair in the lyrics? Did you hear his cry for help in the lyrics? When you listen to it now, can you hear it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I will say that, like, growing up, because they were so important to me, but I was also super naive. I never read that much into it, you know, before he took his own life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you hear, you know, some of the lyrics, you listen to it, and it was just, well, he was begging and screaming for help, or mm-hmm. that you could hear the demons wrestling in his head with all these lyrics.
Yeah, and when you have music that is that heavy and, you know, screamy, usually there's something kind of going on there. Like,
something's
people
going.
Have a lot of anger or whatever it is,
yeah.
You know. Because I don't think that, I don't know, it's just, metal is such a different, you know, category. But I feel like there's so much anger and pain in his voice when
yeah.
he sings that...
Something was up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, listening back to some of the songs is my wife, you know, we're on vacation, we're down in Pismo. She's like, what did they sing? So I, you know, pull stuff up and I'm
she
playing.
She didn't know Linkin Park?
No, she knew a couple of the big
yeah.
songs, but she's like, what else? So I'm playing them and I start listening to the lyrics. I'm like, God, I never really put two and two together mm-hmm. back when these were hits.
Oh, Crawling, Numb especially.
Breaking the Habit.
Breaking the Habit.
Mean, holy moly.
He
yeah.
was troubled. And I never picked up on how dark the lyrics were. But this other story, going back to the fake murder, it's not true. So if you see it, it's totally fake. Because what the story was is that some organization killed Chris Cornell, then Chester Bennington, so they wouldn't expose this huge Hollywood pedophile ring. That's the fake guys you'll see this under. It's totally fake. It's not true. There's no murder investigation going on down in L.A. County. There's no other reason or cause of death but suicide. And the suicide happened on what would have been Cornell's 53rd birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which is so weird and creepy, and they were really good friends.
So, wait a minute. Chester took his own life on Chris Cornell's birthday?
Yeah.
Well, would have been, yeah.
And they were like, that's crazy. That's even more sad. That's awful.
It is. And now what they're saying, too, is that they might bury Chester Bennington right next to Chris Cornell because there's available land at the same cemetery down in Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and there's a plot that's available, and they're watching closely to see if, in fact, the family of Bennington buys this so he can be next to Chris Cornell, which is what they think.
Wow.
That
is a really, really sad story. That's awful, man.
It really is. He was so young, so troubled, you know, and then there's all these stories, too. People coming out, lashing out against him. What a coward, you know.
Oh, man. He has six children, and they're apparently very young.
Yeah.
You know,
Jonathan
Davis was
born. He was one of the guys that came out and said, man, how could you do it? So cowardly.
Yeah. People that commit suicide, you could look at it as cowardly, but they're seriously... imagine to be an individual that doesn't believe that your life will ever get any better. I mean, most of us can't fathom that thought process.
See,
but to think that you can wake up every day and never feel good, that's awful.
And to have something that totally haunts you, unless you've lived in Chester Bennington or Chris Cornell or anyone that's taken their own life, unless you've lived in their shoes, you can't say it's cowardly because you can't. You can't think the guy didn't love his kids or didn't want to be with them.
Yeah.
He just hated the turmoil inside of him. He couldn't live with that.
He couldn't stand himself. He believed the world was desolate. He had no chance to ever be happy or to... I mean, it's hard to imagine. You got to really be in that place to be able to imagine what they're going through. Most of us can't.
Yeah, there's no way you can.
Yeah.
So, one more thing. We'll brighten it up with good news about Linkin Park. Here's the other thing. One more little bad piece. That same day he took his life, they were scheduled to do a photo shoot. They just released a new video, and the guys were hours away from meeting up to do some new publicity shot or photo session, and that's when they found him.
Oh, man.
So, some worker for Linkin Park found him in his Palos Verdes home, and you know they were going to get ready and go downtown, I guess, to L.A. and do the shoot, but they found him dead. So,
oh, boy.
Brighter news coming with Linkin Park. Hold on. Here's ZZ Top.